Hello again, everyone. This is Gary Miller, bringing you the good news of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. This is certainly what the world needs. The world needs the kingdom of Yahweh to solve our problems, because obviously we've shown ourselves incompetent as a human race to solve our own problems, at least for any period of time. And that's why the kingdom of Yahweh is going to have to come to this earth to save us from ourselves. We're in a study regarding the book of Revelation, in particular the beast, the woman that rides the beast, the ten horns. Last time we were talking about the woman who rides the beast. This woman is mentioned in Revelation 17 chapter, verse 1, and also in verse 3, verse 5 in that chapter. Established clearly that this city is the city of Babylon. Now, this city of Babylon is Babylon, Iraq. If you look at the scriptures, there are 291 biblical references to Babylon, a city in southern Mesopotamia. And this city is Babylon, Iraq. Now, Mesopotamia, it was called Mesopotamia until sometime during the 20th century, and now it's called Iraq. Many references in this 291 places are prophetic references regarding Babylon. And Babylon, you might keep in mind, is second only to the city of Jerusalem in the number of times it's mentioned in prophecy. That's very significant, because Jerusalem obviously is a very important city, and Babylon is second only to that city. And in all cases, Babylon in the scriptures refer to Babylon, Mesopotamia, or Babylon, Iraq in modern terms. So we cannot ignore that fact. When you look at all these various scriptures, prophecies regarding Babylon over in Isaiah and Jeremiah, in all those cases, it's referring to that Babylon of old, the one that had the hanging walls, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Nebuchadnezzar was king there, and he was known as the King of Kings over in Daniel. It talks about that. So this great city, Babylon, has a long history, and a long history in Scripture, and she has a history that's filled with ups and downs, and there is a coming great glory of Babylon when she will rise again. And this great Babylon is going to rise and be a very important commercial hub and religious center of the world. I know that sounds strange, but remember that the book of Revelations is a prophecy. It is a prophecy. If you read Revelations, the first chapter, you see very clearly that that's what it's called. This is a revelation of Yahshua the Messiah. I use the term Yahshua the Messiah. We do worship in the name of Yahweh and Yahshua. Yahweh, that term is mentioned, that name is mentioned 7,000 times in Scripture. So you get the idea that the Bible is giving us a strong hint that that name is important. Every time you see the name G-O-D, God in all caps, or Lord in all caps, it's the name Y-H-W-H, which is Yahweh. So this is a revelation given to him by Yahweh. You can prove that that's the correct translation of that. To show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. So obviously it's a prophecy. He even uses that term down in verse 3 of chapter 1 in Revelations. It says, blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. So it is a prophecy. It was a prophecy when it was written about 90 A.D., and at that point, it's very interesting to keep in mind that when this prophecy was given, John saw the city of Babylon as it was in the end time. Now, when it was written, obviously, when he saw this this city, it was a city in the desert. The Bible is very clear about that. You can look at other translations of it, New Jerusalem Bible, for example. And the Good News Bible says, the Spirit took control of me and carried me to a desert. And there I saw a woman riding a red beast. The Jerusalem Bible says, he took me in spirit to a desert. And there I saw a woman riding a scarlet beast. So John sees this great city in a desert. And that's where Babylon is today. Now, it's very interesting that this is a prophecy. The opulence of Babylon is prophesied to peak at some point there, as it mentions in Revelations. But when when John was living, this city lay mostly in ruins. And because of that, people of his day, I'm sure, would hardly believe if he told them what he saw. He saw this great, opulent city that rules over the kings of the earth, that has merchandise and ships of all nations come in and do business with her, merchandising of all kinds. But at that point, it lay mostly in ruins, so I doubt that anybody would believe him. And sometimes we wonder if people believe him to this very day, because many people object to this city. He mentions it in Revelation 17 and verse 18, that this woman which he saw, this whore, was a city that reigns over the kings of the earth. He saw that. That's what he saw. And it is a city named Babylon. And most people object, or many people do, it seems, that this could be the actual city of Babylon, Iraq, an actual physical city, as opposed to some prophetic symbol, because of the prophecies of Isaiah and Jeremiah. Well, it's certainly true that the chilling declarations of the wasting of Babylon is on its way, as Isaiah said, Isaiah 13 and verse 20, and shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Well, that's definitely on its way. Jeremiah said something like this, shall not be inhabited, but shall be wholly desolate. And to make Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. Well, that's Jeremiah 50 and verse 13. Well, those prophecies are on their way, but they're not absolute facts of history. Babylon is actually dwelt into this very day. In fact, when we had the Operation Desert Storm and the what we're going through right now is over there in Iraq. The city of Iraq has its library museum was looted, so there's people there now, but that's not the only situation. We have the city of Hilla, which is founded in the ruins of Babylon in the 11th century A.D. Is within the ruins of ancient Babylon and has a population of over 300,000. So, for example, we say when you look at the history of it, you see an artifact called the Cyrus Cylinder in the British Museum. It says when Cyrus entered the city, he appointed a Persian governor and left undisturbed the religious institutions and civil administrations. That's the case also then later. In 482 B.C., Xerxes, the grandson of Cyrus, did destroy, but it says it's never been proven that he totally destroyed the leading temples. Later, Artaxerxes, 464 to 424 B.C., the younger son of Xerxes, says, and I quote, this is from Babylon by Oakes, says, to the priests of Marduk, he, Artaxerxes, restored their lands and their position. However, the detailed descriptions of Herodotus show that despite his harsh treatment, the city was far from destroyed. And that's been the story of Babylon, never completely wiped out, never completely uninhabited to this very day. But the utter decimation described in Isaiah, also by Jeremiah, that's going to happen. But it hasn't happened yet. Now keep in mind, we're talking about the book of Revelation being a prophecy written about 90 AD, and these different prophecies, as fantastic as they seem, because of the mindset generally against taking a literal interpretation of Revelation, the 17th chapter, makes us generally disbelieve that it could be actually talking about the city of Babylon, because those prophecies regarding this city have not been fulfilled since John wrote them way back around the first century A.D. So this is something that is yet to come. The prophecy is yet to come. And so when you look at this prophecy, we're even commanded a blessing for reading this prophecy. When you see this prophecy, you see what it says. It hasn't happened yet. So this is something that's going to happen. And we're going to see that perhaps in your lifetime, perhaps the next couple of decades or so, we're going to begin to see the rise, the second coming of Babylon. And I want to tell you about a booklet that we have on this subject. The name of this booklet is The Second Coming of Babylon. And it describes in much detail, more detail than I have time to give you here, it tells you about the history of Babylon. It tells you about the rises and falls of Babylon, the ups and downs of Babylon, the different cases of Babylon going through decimations without being totally destroyed. It tells us that these prophecies have not been completely fulfilled. They're going to be. There's going to be a day coming when Babylon is going to be destroyed. That's very clear about what the Bible says there. And it's going to happen in 1 hour, as it says in Revelation's 18th chapter and verse 10. City of Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. And of course, people are going to bewail her because they had done such great merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and doing business with her. She's obviously going to be a commercial center, a major commercial hub, and of course, religious center as well. But what's going to happen when that happens is, verse 19, it says in Revelation 18, and they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein we were made rich, all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. So that's going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet completely. So this is a prophecy, but keep in mind that that's what we're talking about, something that's going to happen. And the Bible is a book of the future, it's a book of the past, and it reveals what's going to happen in very detailed terms. Now, the city of Babylon is proven beyond any reasonable doubt to be the city of Babylon, Iraq. It's called Iraq now. It used to be called Mesopotamia, which means between two rivers. And this particular city is going to be a hub of religious worship. Now, it connects with the beast. Now, she's going to ride the beast, and the beast is going to be a king. We've already proven that in this series. And this king is going to be a very ferocious king. He's going to have 10 horns doing his bidding. And eventually what we want to get to in this series is explaining who the 10 horns are. And the reason why it's so important to establish who this Babylon is, this whore, is because it's connected very intimately with the 10 horns. And once we establish now that the city of Babylon is this woman that rides the beast, this harlot, now we have a basis for determining who the 10 horns are and what they are and where they are. That's one of the great mysteries. People have argued about this and speculated over it for years, but we have to let the Bible interpret itself. Well, see, we're about out of time. I want you to get your name on the mailing list. You need to get the name on the mailing list of our Insight magazine. It's a full-color magazine. Covers a variety of topics. You can write us at ICY, Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, 72455 in the USA. That's ICY, Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, 72455. Visit us online at icyahweh.org. That's icyahweh.org. So until next time, this is Gary Miller, and I thank you for listening.